SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The crash of a military helicopter in stormy Southern California weather has claimed the lives of all five Marines on board. The aircraft went down Tuesday night in the mountains outside San Diego. A U.S. drone strike has killed several members of an Iranian-backed militia in Baghdad, including a high-ranking commander responsible for the deaths of three American soldiers in Jordan.
There have been calls from Shia paramilitary leaders, pro-Iranian militia leaders, for their supporters to come out on the streets to show their anger. There have been calls also for retaliation, specifically one militia leader saying, "We want blood for blood."
That's the BBC's Orla Guerin in Baghdad. Also at SRNnews.com, in about an hour from now, the Supreme Court will hear an appeal of a Colorado ruling barring former President Trump from the state's primary ballot.
Justices will decide whether Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election make him ineligible to run for office. According to the Colorado Supreme Court, the former president should not be on the primary ballot. That ruling marked the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment had been used to disqualify a presidential candidate.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A new foreign aid bill has surfaced in the Senate. It includes tens of billions of dollars for Israel and Ukraine, minus the border-related provisions Republicans objected to in an earlier bill. At least a half dozen people missing, two police officers suffer non-life-threatening wounds following a shooting and subsequent house fire in the Philadelphia suburb of East Lansdowne. The officers were answering a call of a shooting at the home yesterday when they were shot. The house then burst into flames with multiple people inside. On Wall Street, the Dow 43 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 16. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is advancing in traditionally conservative Japan. A court in the western part of the country has approved a woman's request to have her gender changed in official records to male without undergoing sterilization surgery. Japan used to require the procedure before a person could legally live as the opposite sex, but the country's top court recently changed the law. LGBT pressure groups want the government to legalize same-sex marriage next. This is SRN News. Federal, state, and local authorities hoping to make Sunday Super Bowl super secure.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no known threats to the Super Bowl. Mayorkas says they don't want a repeat of what happened during the AFC Championship game in Baltimore when the contest was stopped in the first quarter.
The timeout was called by security officials at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore when an unidentified drone flew over the stadium.
The air around Allegiant Stadium has been designated by the Federal Aviation Administration as a no-drone zone. TSA officers have been trained to spot human trafficking, and extra agents will be added to handle record post-game crowds. I'm Mike Hempen.
Kansas set to nearly double state legislators' pay at the start of next year, boosting total annual compensation to nearly $58,000 from $30,000. More details, SRNnews.com.